Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. For the barbecue lovers in your life, you can give the perfect gift of Bob Sykes Barbecue books, sauce, and gift cards. Available for purchase at Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama, or you can purchase online at bobsykes.com. That's Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations, framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook, where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. Fuquay's Southern Soul Food is available at two locations, one in Rogersville in the Foodland Shopping Center on Highway 72 and one in Hartsell at 711 Nance Ford Road. Enjoy the salad bar and various delicious meats, vegetables, desserts on the all-you-can-eat buffet. Open Tuesday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Go see my friends at Fuquay's Southern Soul Food in Rogersville or Hartsell and tell them the Mark White Show sent you. With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference. Somebody's like, you just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show as we talk about recognizing difference makers in our community, sharing stories to encourage and inspire, and I hope that this show is an encouragement to you. Last month, October, was Breast Cancer Awareness Month, but we want to roll it into November by speaking with Dr. Julia Nangia. She's a medical director there at Baylor College of Medicine, and Monica also will be joining us. Monica Ellis, a breast cancer survivor. Welcome, Dr. Nangia and Monica Ellis.
Thanks for having us.
Glad to have you both. Let's start with you, Dr. Nangia. What is your passion for working in breast oncology?
Yeah, so my aunt actually has metastatic breast cancer. So when I was in training a long time ago, she got diagnosed with her first cancer, and I was a med student at the time, so it piqued my interest, and I love my career now.
As a youth, were you thinking about being in the medical field? Was that something that came on your radar at a very young age, or were you older when that happened?
Yeah, you know, I always had an interest in caring for patients, and I really like genetics, and in cancer, there's a lot of genetics and targeted therapies.
I love to get to know my guests prior to getting into the subject, but we're going to talk about choosing your treatment and feeling empowered, learning key questions that patients should ask doctors about, and that's what you're here for today. Let's talk about choosing a particular treatment when someone is diagnosed with breast cancer at any stage.
Yeah, so I want to say that I'm speaking on behalf of Genentech today, and we're really here to raise awareness about breast cancer and the different treatment options patients have and how that can impact their everyday life. So a lot of people don't realize that there are many different types of breast cancer, and there are different markers that we look at, and this determines the biology of the cancer and what treatments would best work for that cancer. So there are three main subtypes of breast cancer. One is estrogen positive, where it feeds off hormones. The second type is HER2 positive, where it's this pathway called HER2 that drives the growth of the cancer. And the third pathway is what we call triple negative, where all these markers are negative. So these different biologies of cancers are treated in very different ways. Most patients will have some type of local therapy with surgery, with or without radiation, but many will need other medications like chemotherapy, pills that block the hormones, or targeted therapies that can target pathways like that HER2 pathway.
When we go to the doctor, there's a lot of fear sometimes. There's hesitation, reluctance to talk about what our best course of action is. I don't know why, but blood pressure does raise. I've talked to nurses before that your blood pressure actually can go up by simply walking into a medical facility or a doctor's office. What type of questions should they ask their doctor about treatment?
Yeah, so I think they should definitely ask their doctor what the stage of cancer is, what type of breast cancer they have, and what the different treatment options for their specific cancer is. They should also ask questions about specific timelines, how long they're going to need to be there, so that they can start to plan the changes in their daily schedule in terms of work if they have a job or taking care of their family, just so that they can balance everything.
And then when it comes to telling about your experience after being diagnosed with breast cancer, Monica, you've joined us because you are a breast cancer survivor. Let's talk about what you went through in the early stages of your diagnosis.
Well, I was diagnosed with HER2-positive breast cancer. That is one of the most aggressive type of breast cancer. I had a mastectomy on my left breast, and then I received chemotherapy plus HER2-targeted therapy via a port with an infusion. For me, the treatment days were really long and tiring. While I was reducing hours at my job, I was still struggling to juggle my work and my family time. So I knew that I wanted to change something in my next part of the treatment that didn't involve me being for so many hours in the hospital. So I worked with my healthcare provider, and he decided that I was a good candidate for Spectral, that was an injectable option that made me stay in the hospital just between 15 to 30 minutes. So that was really important for me, so I can reclaim my normal life at that point.
let's talk about the comfort level that your doctor, your medical professional brought you when you went into your appointments to give you that flexibility to help you with that better fitting lifestyle for you and your family.
Well, my decisions were a huge part of my decision making. So for me, to give me the time to stay more focused again on my family and my career was really important, because at the beginning, the toll of my body and time that I was spending there was leaving me drained, versus having more time and feel more energy after the treatment now. So that was really important for me, being able to balance my career and family. That was becoming more manageable because I was staying less time in the hospital.
Monica, what went through your mind when you received the breast cancer diagnosis?
It was shocking. My life went upside down at that time, but I didn't thought, why me? I thought, why not me? So thank God I'm here sharing my story, giving also a hope to other patients that I have met in my online group. So that's why I'm here. I'm still here after 3 years.
Amazing. And Monica, that why not me versus the why me attitude, does that come from somebody that you really care about, someone who influenced you early on in life?
Yes. My best friend, he was diagnosed with another type of cancer. He died like 4 years ago, but not with cancer. So he always encouraged me to see the best of on the life. So he teach me that. He mentored me in so many steps of my career and my personal life. And I understood that sometimes you have to say, why not me?
If you don't mind me asking, what was your friend's name?
Henry Ratt.
We want to dedicate this show to him in his honor because of his attitude and helping you to facilitate an attitude that a lot of people need to learn from. And I hope that if I were to be diagnosed with cancer, that I would have the same attitude of why not me? As a newly diagnosed person with breast cancer, what advice do you have for them?
Take one day at a time. Listen to your physicians always. Try to find with them what are the best options that you have and advocate for yourself.
Excellent. And doctor, when we think about patients and thinking about care, what's a message that you have to medical professionals in how to handle those who are diagnosed with breast cancer?
Yeah, so what I would say is whenever we think about patients, we really need to think about the different schedules and options. So the medication Monica was talking about is called Phesgo, and it's a injection that can be given in the thigh over 15 minutes instead of a longer IV infusion, and it can end up saving patients several hours every treatment, and these treatments are usually given for a year, so it's quite a bit of time if you add it all up. And if people are interested in Phesgo, they can go to Phesgo.com, but it's very well tolerated. It's given for that HER2-positive subtype of breast cancer for stage 2, 3, and 4. And when it's given in combination with chemotherapy, the side effects most common are hair loss or alopecia, vomiting and nausea, which are well controlled with medications, weakness, and diarrhea. But I think this is important because this specific drug, like, it comes pre-mixed. The pharmacist doesn't have to mix it, so that saves a lot of time. And then it's just an injection. They don't have to access the port. They don't have to administer it. And there is a lot of other medications like this that, if we think about using them, can just make that everyday experience a lot easier. So I think be your own advocate, do your own research, you know, and ask your doctors what options are best for you and your lifestyle.
Dr. Naglio, because we are over the phone, I would like for you to spell out the website so that people are clear about where to go.
Yeah, it's Phesgo.com. It's Phesgo.com.
Excellent. Monica Ellis and Dr. Julie Naglia, thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show today to share about breast cancer awareness and what people can do, as it's both men and women, when it comes to breast oncology and being able to feel empowered choosing their treatment. This has been a great conversation. I wish you all the best, both of you.
Thank you for having us.
When we come back, we'll have Lynette Burton with us. She is the founder of Kids Table, which is a nonprofit organization founded by her, organizing soup kitchens, food boxes for children, seniors, and people with disabilities. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Bob Sykes Barbecue has a big announcement. They are now delivering to your home or office. Just order online and we'll take care of the rest. Check them out at bobsykes.com.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Marmac Real Estate has 8 offices throughout the state of Alabama. That includes Decatur, Hartsel, Coleman, Florence, Killen, Muscle Shoals, Orange Beach, and Dauphin Island. There are more than 140 agents throughout Alabama. You can easily reach one of those agents by going to marmac.us and tell them the Mark White Show sent you. For all of your concrete needs in North Alabama, contact Esteban Tovar with Tovar Construction Company. With free estimates and quality work, no job is too big or too small. Give Tovar Construction a call at 256-216-7555 or 256-321-5989. You can also see some of their great work at Tovar Construction Co. LLC on Facebook.
And we're back. As advertised, I do have with me Lynette Burton. She is the founder of the nonprofit Kids Table, founded by her to organize soup kitchens, food boxes for children, seniors, and people with disabilities, and resides right here in the great state of Alabama for urban and rural counties. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Lynette Burton.
It's a pleasure to be here, Mark. Thank you for having me.
Very much so. I'm glad to have you. And to talk about this nonprofit Kids Table, how did that organization get established, Lynette?
Well, Mark, I once lived in government housing, and I remember this couple. They used to come to our community, and they used to give away breads and different things like that for us, and we would have to go to the basketball court and, of course, pick up the breads and foods. And one day, the lady stopped at my house, and she had a van just filled with food, and she said, "Lynette, I need help giving this away. Do you know anyone that can use this stuff?" And I'm thinking about family members. I'm thinking about cousins. You know, they have children. I'm thinking about everybody. And so my children and I, we just started giving this food away. And Mark, it felt good. It really did. So I reached out to one of the grocery stores, and I asked them, I didn't even know what to ask for. And she said, well, you talk like you want day-old breads, and we already have those allocated. She said, contact Decatur Baptist. And I did, and Decatur Baptist said, well, yeah, you can pick up on our day. We don't have anyone to pick up on Saturday. And Mark, it's been on since then. And then I reached out to another grocery store, and they would allow me to pick up every, I think it was like every Wednesday I would pick up. And from that day forward, I mean, it's just been smooth sailing. The Huntsville Downtown Rescue Mission, it was a lady that worked in there. Her name was Lynn, and she would always share with me when they would have Canathon, because, Mark, I didn't have a 501c3. All I had was a passion, and that's all I wanted to do. And when people would say, hey, well, why don't you get a 501c3? And I was like, well, no, I'm not in it for the money. No, I don't want any money. I just want food. You know, that's it. I just want to be able to give it away. But I remember going to this merchant, and I mean, it's pretty big. And she said, you always come and you ask for gift cards. She says, I can help you. I want to help you, but I cannot help you if you do not have that 501c3. So I'm in the television business, right? I mean, in the radio business.
Yes.
You know, I eventually get into this genre, into this category of radio, telecommunications and everything. And it was a lady I had to advertise with me, and she was an accountant. And she says, I can help you with that 501c3. And I was like, really? If you'll help me with this 501c3, then I won't charge you for this advertising. And here I am.
The deal was made.
The deal was made.
You have two children here in the studio today. And yes. You mentioned your children helping you with handing out the donations. Yes. How important is that to you, that your children witnessed that type of giving?
Very important, because I did something and I didn't realize I was doing it at that time, but I planted a seed, and the seed is giving. We have to give. I mean, that's just a moral mandate. You have to give back to the community. You have to give back in some kind of way. And I'm glad I did that, because now they're wanting to give. They're wanting to do for other people. And that's what it takes. I mean, it takes this village here. It takes this future. This is our future here. And we have to teach our children. We have to teach them by example. You know, we can't just say, hey, well, you need to go and give. You've got to give. No, they need to see mama giving. And Mark, I'm telling you, there were days I didn't have gas. I didn't have gas money. I remember I had to give away some food. I had a load of food I had to give away. And I thought my car was going to tear up because I was out of oil. I didn't have any oil. And so I had to call a family friend, and I said, can you bring some oil here? Because I'm scared that my motor is going to tear up. So, I mean, all of that. And at that time, gas was $4 a gallon, you know. And to top all that out, Mark, my goodness, the gas hand stopped working. So there was times the children and I, we were on the side of the road, but we always had the gas tank as an emergency. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like my daughter said, the struggle was real.
You met a mutual friend, as you told me, while you were in poverty.
I was.
And that was Jamie Cooper, who now has his program back on Way 31,
yes,
the Country Rover.
Absolutely.
I was excited for him to be able to come back after all these years.
I was too. So, and you were the one that told me that. But how I met Jamie is I was an aspiring Oprah. You know,
I like that. Oprah. Nice.
Yeah, yeah. And but I mean, I didn't really know what I was doing, but I knew that this was what I wanted to do, because I remember going on television. At one time, I had a beauty shop. So I was a cosmetologist at one time. And so we had to go to a local television station. And I thought, I like this. I could do this, you know. So I had visions, you know, of Sugar Plum. That's not my head. But yes, so I was excited about that. And so it was snowing on the ground one day, and I was reading Oprah, Are You Listening to Your Life? And I was supposed to go with my best friend. We were supposed to go and eat Christmas dinner that day, but it was snow. We couldn't go anywhere. And I read that book, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to get a television show. And again, I didn't know what I was doing, but I knew what I wanted to do. And I did it for a while. But then I found out Jamie had ZTV. And I said, I wonder wonder how much he charges for time. You know, because at the time, I was buying local access, so I couldn't get my own show because local access is just one channel on cable. And if you don't have that cable company, then you can't get the show. And I remember I met Jamie at, can I say it on the radio? It was a restaurant, you know, McDonald's. I met him at McDonald's in Priceville, Alabama. And I had some old jeans on, cut off. It was a sweatshirt, but it was cut off. I mean, it was real. The struggle was real. But I think Jamie saw past that because regardless of, you know, of my struggle financially, I still had this right here. And so that count a lot. And he said, I tell you what, Lynette, he said, you get with me. He said, I'm going to show you how to do this thing. I'm going to show you how to make some money. Well, I'll be honest with you. He created a monster. He created a monster because, you know, I didn't know anything about barter and trading. I didn't know anything about that. You know, I didn't know anything about donations. I didn't know that they had a certain allotment of money that people could give, you know, so much merchandise a month. I had no clue. And I learned that from him. And so now, you know, I can go to these people and I can hit them up for a donation. I was like, look, you know, can you do X, Y, Z? Because we're constantly doing something, kids table. It doesn't matter. I'm doing something, whether it's a soup kitchen. I remember my sister and I, it was in October. It was cold, ladies and gentlemen. It was cold. And we was in Pines Park. It was cold. And we were doing breakfast. We had a crock pot. It had grits in it. And, you know, because the pavilion worked, it had electricity. And we were out there frying eggs and we were scrambling eggs. And I mean, we had juices that was donated. And so we do that kind of stuff. Like I go to Johnson Towers and do soup kitchens for my seniors. You know, it was a guy hurt my feelings. You know, he was in a wheelchair and I told him, I said, I'm gonna bring you some soul food. He said in his country dialect, he said, Lord, I ain't had soul food in years, you know. And I was like, wow. Got to get that guy some greasy greens up here.
Love that. When we think about your drive and your passion, where does that come from for you?
Okay, I'll tell you exactly. When you have been rock bottom, Mark, when you have been rock bottom, so when you fall, all you can do is fall. When you can look up, because when you look up, you can get up. And so I never gave up because my goal was, because now many people know that I've lost substantial amount of weight. I was 300 pounds at one time, Mark, but no shots, no surgery. You know, I just started going to, I enrolled at J.F. Drake State Technical College while I was living in government housing. And I wanted something for my children. Yes, I was getting $603 worth of food stamps, but I didn't want that for the rest of my life. I was paying $13 a month for rent. I did not want that for the rest of my life. I wanted to get my children out. I wanted my children to have a backyard to play in. Like I had, you know, my family, my dad worked at General Motors for years, you know. So a lot of the things and the issues that I had were self-inflicted because I married too young, number one, and he wasn't ready, you know, far as being a man. He was not there. So providing that was just out the window. So I had to learn how to survive because I have these children here. And so now, you know, I've got to get out here and I got to get it. And I mean, I'm not begging anybody for anything, but I will ask, hey, look, can you help me with this? Can you help me with that? But I'm not saying, okay, well, you know, I want to see what the food stamps say, how many food stamps, what government benefits I can get. Okay, I've done that. Okay, but that's not the life that I wanted to live. And so I just kept striving. I had three things and I wrote down the Herald and made it plain, Rebecca. Okay, and that's what I did. I wanted to lose weight. I wanted my own business, and I wanted my own house. Now I have that house. Now, is it a mansion? No, it's not. But it's on 2 acres, and it's paid for.
Very nice. I was listening to Denzel Washington this morning as I walked. That was given to me by Lane Harper, who's the founder of Power of Life Foundation in Birmingham, Alabama. And what Denzel said is very much like what you were saying. People talk about falling back on something. That fall back on. You need to have something to fall back on. He said, no. You don't fall back, you fall forward. You needed something to fall forward. And he said, I want to fall forward so that I can see what I'm falling toward.
Mm.
Isn't that powerful?
Yes, that's very powerful.
It just hit me this morning. I thought, absolutely. I want to fall forward too, Denzel. Me too. Let me fall forward. And so, you fell forward. You didn't fall backward on anything?
No, I refuse. It's like Eminem, that movie, what is 8 Mile? He said, failure is not an option. You know, failure was not an option in my case. I mean, I just refused. And yes, was I talked about? Absolutely. Made fun of? Yes, absolutely. But I did not care. I had a vision. I had a goal. And I mean, it's just no stopping. Once I was out there, I'd gone through my divorce and everything, and the weight came off, my self-esteem came up and everything, and I just wanted to be here for other people. And it was just, as the young people say, it was on and popping.
Lynette, what I want people to do right now is to connect with Kids Table, connect with you. I know that you have a vision of a podcast.
Yes.
And I want people to be able to find out how they can connect with you there.
Yes.
So if you want to lay out first how people can connect with Kids Table, this nonprofit that you founded for soup kitchens, food boxes for children, great opportunity to help seniors and people with disabilities. How do people do that?
Well, they can certainly. I'm in the process now of getting my website, but right now I'm on Facebook, but we are working on a website even as we speak. We are working on that website, but they can go to Kids Table Inc. And they will find me there. And I would love to be able to connect with the community and see how they can help us, because we are working now. We're working with cancer patients. My best friend, she's been diagnosed with cancer. I didn't realize how serious this was. My father, prostate cancer. So I guess you can say Kids Table is doing advocacy work as well. Clearview Institute, I went there and I gave away a couple of gift cards, and I gave money away, because a lot of these people, they don't have gas money.
I do want to let people know that Kids Table Inc., kids is spelled with a Z.
Yes.
That's KIDZ. Mm-hmm. So when you go and search for it, you're going to find Kids with a Z, because my father had gallbladder cancer, and he worked with your dad for many years, I'm guessing, because my father started working there in 1979, the year I was born, at General Motors, and he was a maintenance guy. So he was a painter. He was all over.
Okay.
And he would have known your father.
Okay.
And he probably would have known him as the painter, Big Mark White. I'm Mark White Jr.
Okay.
But he was Mark White Sr. What was your dad's name?
His name is Curtis Burden Sr.
Is he still around?
He is. He is.
Ask him if he knows Mark White.
I certainly will.
Big guy Mark White was a painter. Oh, yeah. He'd probably say, oh, yeah, I knew Mark.
Okay.
Oh, Mark. Daddy talked to everybody.
Okay.
Played cards with everybody.
Oh, wow.
Had their little hut at General Motors where they went out and hid.
Yes.
But Daddy was a painter there at GM, and I'm a product of the General Motors life.
Yeah. So you know all about it.
I do. We went from Saginaw to General Motors to Delphi.
Yes.
Insurance out of Michigan.
Yes.
Saginaw check.
Yes. I used to look forward, Mark, just you and I, my sister and I, we used to look forward to those checks every week. We used to go and pick up Daddy's check, and we, you know, because he worked second shift.
Right.
And so Mama would go pick up Daddy's check.
Y'all would go over to the credit union across the street. Yeah,
absolutely.
Right.
Yes. And we knew that, you know, we were going to eat out. You know, we just knew.
I probably would have crossed you at the picnics. You remember having the picnics at Point Mallard? Did you go to the ones at Point Mallard?
Yes, we did.
Sure.
Absolutely.
I was there.
We did. And I want to add this also. Now, my dad was in Vietnam.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's a Vietnam service.
Oh, thank you so much. You know, we're very proud of that. You know, that he, you know, he served our country and served it well. And so I'm a product, you know, of his raising and his rearing. He was a guy. He's, you know, they call him Mr. Proverbs, because now he's a guy very, very wise. But he is that guy that he's not. All, you know, he's not loud like I am. You know what I mean? He's real quiet. But whatever he says, that's it, and it's nothing else to say. Now, that's Dad.
I like that.
Yeah.
Lynette Burton, it's been a real pleasure to have you here on the Mark White Show today. This is the first of many, hopefully, conversations we'll have.
Yes.
Maybe I can join you sometime on your program. We'll talk about what we're doing to make a difference in our communities.
Absolutely, yes. You'll be one of the first people that I call. Thank you, Mark. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show, and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose
by making a difference in someone's life today.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15228 Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama. Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com. Who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown.
These are my kind of people.